Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Happy Halloween from all of us at the Fumbling Four. We wanted to give you a special to listen to. So enjoy episode one of Werewolf. And if you want more, head on over to the Call of Cthulhu Patreon, where season two of Knights of Darkness, Werewolf, releases an episode every month. Happy Halloween, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Knights of Darkness, a World of Darkness live play podcast. I am your storyteller and host, Daniel, and this season we'll be playing Werewolf the Apocalypse.
Oh.
That was terrible.
That was the worst.
Yeah, get out. And we will see what kind of antics they get into this time. Let's start with getting to know our characters because there is no story yet, as they have yet to start it. Starting with Travis.
My name is Travis, and I am playing Leon Durand.
What tribe are you, Travis?
Don't ask me. It's none of your business. I am one of the Bone Gnars. Bone Gnars.
My name
is going to be 45 minutes of me saying this. Go ahead.
My name is Bone Gnars. Mark. I'll be playing Eric, and he is part of the Get of Frenis tribe, Fenris tribe.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm going to be playing Lucas Huaman. and I am part of the Wendigo tribe.
No, it's Wendigo.
Wendigo, whatever.
See, I told you how
you've never even heard of a Wendigo?
Yes, I have. Fuck you.
He's part of the Winnebago tribe.
I was fucking all of them up on purpose. Fuck you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The worst.
I'm Ariel. I'm playing Tatum Riggs, and I am part of the Get of Fenris tribe.
I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Rika, and she is part of the Children of Gaia tribe.
Yeah. Now let's all get started.
Perfect.
They are all part of a pack known as the Dark Moon, which Travis didn't write down.
Nah, I'm going to remember it.
Went to look at his character sheet board. It wasn't there. He temporarily left. You all are in the North Carolina city of Emporcia, which is an island to the east of North Carolina. Pretty self-sufficient in a city that is about the size of Chicago. It is the month of January. And about 2 months back, there was a large explosion as one of the hotels in one of the better districts exploded due to some type of gas leak.
Oh, no. I don't know how that happened.
Weird. Crazy.
Weird.
During that time, there was also apparently a live shooter in another building, but
he couldn't be found.
Yeah.
Weird.
Strange.
We'll start with Lucas. Lucas, it is the 22nd of January, and you are working currently in the bar known as the Night Watch. You're working as a bartender there, in case anybody wondered if you were a bouncer or not, because he's not. He's not that good.
I prefer the term mixologist.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's look at his intelligence, people, and determine if that's true. But yes, you are working in the Night Watch. It is a very lively bar. It is kind of towards the south side of the city. So you're closer to the seedier side of Emporcia. Still enough out of the way that somebody can use the bathroom right by the bar.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you... Does everybody tend to frequent? Like, because we know that his bar is a place of like where he works. Is an establishment. You guys tend to hang out there, or you guys keep to yourselves?
I frequent there because I also work there on occasion.
Forcefully. The zoo is probably closer to the center of the city because that way they can get a lot of people in there, and it forces tourists to go towards the center of the city. There also is more of your high life in the center of the city, which is like there's a casino in the city. And then they have a smaller amusement park, but they also have like the zoo. So it's kind of your recreational stuff is around the center of the city.
Cool. Yeah, I'm making drinks.
I would frequent the bar, but behind the bar, dumpster diving and usually waiting for like college kids to step out and see it. And I will see if they need to purchase any more party supplies as they're leaving.
Carry actual paper plates with you and stuff too. Like,
you guys need party hats? Yeah, no. Okay. Cool. How about some cocaine?
Cocaine.
So Tatum, after a long shift at Star Mart, do you happen to hang out at the Night Watch, or do you keep to yourself often?
I'll probably head there.
And the zoologist, do you partake, or do you keep to yourself? Or because you know the pack frequents there, but not necessarily. You don't always have to gather there and hang out. You're just a pack. If something happens and you get called together, then it's up to mostly your pack leader where you guys meet up. But
I'll go for a drink.
So you all are at the Night Watch with the exception of Leon, which he is apparently hanging out outside in the alley.
Doing my stuff.
Being a creep.
Yeah.
You all basically live in like low end areas, apartments and whatnot, if you do have an apartment, or in Travis's case, you could live on the street.
I get a real nice place under a bridge.
I live above the bar. I never leave.
I guarantee you that bridge costs more than that bar.
It's probably maintained better too.
God damn it, why does he always have the nice things?
It's a prime piece of real estate.
Hell yeah!
He keeps everybody else out. It's territory.
It's my bridge.
Yeah, get out of here. Go on, yeah. So y'all are in the Night Watch bar. It's kind of lively. It's way different than Star Mart. It seems to be monotonous and keeps to the same. You do know that Lucas works behind the bar. Sometimes he says he's a mixologist. Other times he sticks to being a bartender. It depends on who he's talking to, if he wants to sound smarter or if he thinks he can trick a college kid. I assume Eric is the heavy drinker of the group.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do typically when you do hang out, or do you keep away from each other at the bar?
It depends on the day for me.
Lucas, I had another awful fucking shift. Give me something good this time, actually good. Hook a girl up.
I can give you a gold star. Also a Bacardi and Coke. We can do that.
We'll do that one.
Okay.
I was going to say, was there like any other bartender? Because no, I was going to go over there.
I'll put the gold star in.
Because it's more seedier. There's probably not. It's like.
Probably just a one.
Yeah, there's probably that. And then there's probably a bouncer that kind of he doesn't really hang out to keep people out of the bar, but he's probably just one of those that he looks like a normal patron, but you guys have been here enough that you generally see the same guy, and he doesn't really drink, or if it is, it's very little, and he seems to be more like apt at watching the bar.
I'll put a gold star on the straw for you.
You don't drink that. No, you don't drink that shit with a straw. Go ahead, slap that gold star on there.
Goddamn right I will. Fucking taking my goddamn gold star.
You literally have like a thing of gold stars.
I have a sticker. I have like a little roll of stickers because I fuck with her every night. And I put a gold star on a straw. Jeez. Even if it's a drink that doesn't need a straw, I put one fucking in it and with a sticker.
Come on.
Hey, you can't tell me what I do with, don't do with my money.
Just very little.
I've got
this
sheets
whole paycheck
of
just goes to gold
star stickers.
I made $12 today. That's $12 worth of gold stars.
Nobody else in the group gets gold stars, though. Except for her and the zoologist.
I was going to say, sounds like favoritism there.
Sometimes I'll give the homeless guy a gold star. So I'm going to go ahead and make her a Bacardi and Coke with a gold star on a straw.
So that's one gold star out of your inventory?
One gold star out of my inventory.
So you can see Tatum hanging around, getting apparently a gold star on her drink from Lucas. And he's putting a straw in it, which probably doesn't need a straw, but
definitely doesn't.
Are you sitting at the bar?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk up and slide under the bar stool next to her. I'll take a beer. You know, my usual.
How was your day? At work?
You know.
Yeah?
Busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you kill any animals?
No. What kind of question is
did
that?
Did animals have babies? Did you have babies?
I did not have babies.
Did the animals have babies with you?
What the fuck? Just give me a beer.
I like have my drink and just...
I see you got
well, then
your,
you don't get a gold star. You're being bitchy.
I see you're not being bitchy tonight.
I'm going to pour...
You got a gold star.
I'm going to pour the beer, but I'm going to make sure there's a little bit extra foam on the top.
While this bullshit's happening, I'm gonna roll an investigation, see if I can find any like half, you know, like any swill at the bottom of any of the bottles that he's thrown away.
Gross. Roll me a perception plus investigation.
The best part is, I would have told his ass he could have come in and drank.
Difficulty 6. Yeah, but he don't care.
He doesn't give a shit.
He's self sufficient.
In a nutshell, he's a vagrant.
By choice.
Yeah, he's a vagabond, a vandal.
4 successes.
Yeah, in there you do find a couple bottles that are like, now you're actually looking for bottles that he would use at the bar, right? And not customer bottles?
Anything. Like, as long as there's not like cigarette butts or visible spit swilling around.
Well, you don't.
Of it.
Well, you like with the second part, you wouldn't know about that necessarily.
If it didn't look like boogers.
But you do find some like bigger bottles that you know are ones that you don't just give a customer. Yeah. They would be used at the bar that have a little here and there.
Okay. I'm going to like reach, lean out outside of the dumpster and pick up a milk jug that I've got. And I'm opening them and I'm pouring them all in the milk jug and then shaking the shit out of it and setting it back down real gently. Setting it back down and I'm getting further into the dumpster.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Booze.
Every once in a while, you will find like some food, like you'll find peanuts and stuff like that, or pretzels.
Yeah, say it's you know, if I'm finding like a half-eaten hot dog or like cold nachos or anything, that's going like in a plastic bag I've got tied to one of the buttons on my jacket.
Yeah, you do find stuff just like that in there. Maybe not a hot dog because it's a bar. He doesn't serve food per se, but like
bar food.
Yeah, because like there is a small dance floor, but it's not anything like the clubs. It's like you don't get a lot of people dancing because it's not a rave nightclub bar.
This
it's
is just, where the college kids begin or end their night.
Yes.
Or their lives.
What the fuck?
Hey, it is what it is.
Especially if they go out to that alley and talk to that vagrant in the dumpster.
Oh, you mean that way? Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Get out of here. It's my place.
Is there a pool table?
Yeah.
Or darts or something?
Yeah.
Or on teed.
That's basically all you're going to find. You're not going to find like a foosball table. They're not that good. Even though there's college kids, it's not exactly a college bar. It's more of your, between a college bar and a biker bar.
It's like a towny dive.
Yep.
Yeah.
The upper, the wealthy college kids come to feel like they're slumming it. Oh, we can get PBR for $1.25.
You should, that should be part of your slogan. You come and hit a slum it or something.
That asshole behind the bar puts gold stars on all the girls' drinks.
Only the not bitchy ones.
That should be your thing.
It is my thing. If you're not a bitch, you get a gold star. You're a bitch, you don't get a gold star. And I hock a loogie in your drink.
Gross.
I don't hock a loogie in yours.
I was just saying.
I know better.
Yeah, you know she does have tranquilizers, so.
Yeah. I know because it happened once.
But she did have to shoot you a couple times, but.
It was worth it.
Mommy?
What the?
No, guess I'm bartending mommy. Now. He'll be out for a while.
So, Eric.
Yes.
Do you have some type of mobile device?
Like a mobile phone?
Yes.
Yes, I imagine I would. It's just like a flip phone, just that he uses to contact his people.
Well, I assume other people have that number.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, so basically your flip phone is buzzes. Mm. Are you going to look at the message?
Yeah.
So it basically, you know, there's some other people in the city that are, of course, other guru. And some of them look into things, and knowing that you're a pack in the city, sometimes they look to you guys to do certain tasks, jobs, look into things. Mm-hmm. And so he says, you may want to check the new dam. So you guys all know that they're building a dam outside the city. There's like a little inlet that comes in with water, mm-hmm. and they're trying to build a dam to then further power the city. The city already has plenty of power because they do hydroelectric and there's a little bit of geothermal, but they want to build another dam to basically add more power to the city. But in doing so, they're going to get rid of a lot of trees and do a lot of construction in a forest area. Mm. So you know that certain things get destroyed when...
Alrighty. Will...
And I think when they put dam, I think he put, quote, new dam.
New dam.
Damn.
New dam, who dis?
Well, I'm going to hop on my bike and drive to the bar.
Ding, ding.
There, I know there's a few people there that like to hang out.
Few people?
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the bar. It's, what did I say? It was 22nd? Just flee here.
When I arrive, I would drive behind the bar and park in the like in an alleyway. And when I get off of my bike, I'm going to take a package out of my what looks like a grocery bag, like a tightly wrapped grocery bag, and I'm going to huck it into the dumpster.
When you show up, both you and
Leon.
Roll me a perception plus alertness. And the difficulty will be 5.
That is 5 successes.
8 successes.
All right. So, Leon, you hear the sound of a motorcycle kind of coming into the alley.
Yeah.
As you're fishing around in this dumpster. Of course, it kind of echoes in the dumpster, so that's why it's a little bit louder.
Yeah.
And I already forgot his name. Eric, you toss this in there, and you toss this towards the dumpster, and you kind of hear like sound like someone's in the dumpster already.
Have any luck in there tonight?
I got enough for the evening, and probably make a few bucks off of it. Is this for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll get you your cut later on.
Alrighty.
Literally stab him. Got your cut right here, buddy.
I got a text. I gotta check something out.
Goddamn phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't need to be that connected.
If I could get away with not having it, I would, but the boss kind of don't like it.
I'm gonna come up. I'm going to grab a hold of the dumpster, the edge of the dumpster, and come up and like kind of like both elbows resting on it, looking at him.
Oscar the Grouch style.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm looking at him and I'm going to open my coat and you're going to see, you'll see a bunch of gold stars stuck on the inside of it. Could you ask Lucas to stop being such an asshole? And I'm pointing at the stars.
Yeah. I'll try to get through to him.
Because it's real fucking creepy.
I'll let him know.
All right. And I'm just going to slowly go back into the dumpster and you'll hear more shifting around. And I'll probably throw a couple of empty like glass bottles out while I'm just checking them to see if there's any fluid, anything worth drinking left in it. I'm chucking them out of the dumpster.
Most of the bottles break. You know, sometimes you get that resilient one or it hit just right. It doesn't break. But
and I will go through the back door of the bar. Just walk through the back door.
Which apparently Lucas doesn't keep locked.
He is absent-minded.
Lucas doesn't give a fuck.
He forgets to lock the door.
I only work here because I have to.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's what it is.
He gets a big discount on rent.
I'm only working here until I get through college.
So also, it is a Sunday. It's a Sunday night. So there's not a lot of college kids. There are some. It's mostly your people that visit here all the time. Your regulars for the most part.
My drunks.
Yes. Mm. And then, of course, you know, the zoologist and the store clerk.
Nope, my drunks.
Well, you know she can drink a lot of people under the table. If she tried.
If she gets under the table.
Bow.
Here's a gold star for you.
So I'm going to walk in.
That's great, gold star.
And kind of stand on a bar stool because of how tall I am. It's hard to find a stool that I can actually sit on. So
basically how it is the bar is mostly straight and there's no stools on one side, but then there, which is where the bartender can access the bar. And then the other side kind of wraps around a little bit. So you have a couple stools there. Mm-hmm. And then of course that front side. So where are you? You can see the zoologist and which is Tatum and,
you got it backwards.
Yeah. No, I knew what I was going to say. Tatum and Rika. I keep forgetting your names. It's not vampire one. I'm not accustomed to them yet. You see both of them sitting at
the bar. I would walk around from the back side of the bar up to the customer side from coming through the back door. And like I said, stand probably like a couple stools away from them. And wave him down.
Rika.
What?
He's sitting three stools away again. Did you wash the horse shit off of you this time when you came in, or?
What do you think I do?
You clean horse shit.
No, I don't. And there's
Can I?
Never mind.
I'm just going to walk over to him as she's talking.
I would like to roll a perception alertness to try to spot where he has those
gold stars.
Gold stars.
It is going to be a hard
one.
It's a difficulty 8. Because you're basically on the front of the bar. Four successes. So it's more like you can kind of assume where he's got them because you can't physically see it. But you assume that he kind of has them. Like if you were to go behind the bar, they're usually in front of him. Like you assume there's some type of shelf. Either that or he's carrying them all the time.
I'm going to reach around and like start shuffling through that shelf and see if I can find stickers.
Hey, McGilla Gorilla, knock the shit off.
Somebody outside wants you to knock it off with them fucking stars.
Well, then he doesn't get any more stars. He gets frowny faces from now on. I'll have to buy those.
He has frowny face stickers in his pocket.
All right. I'm leaning up against the inner wall of the dumpster and I've pushed everything out of the way. And I'm using a knife and I'm cutting very, very carefully cutting the package open that Eric tossed into me. And is everything prepackaged in baggies?
It's, yeah.
Okay, so I'm taking out these small little baggies with different pills and tablets and powders in them. And I'm inventorying everything. And I've got like a old fucking ratty like army jacket on. And I've got different hand-sewn pockets in them. And like I'm taking like all the red pills and they go in one pocket. And so I've got, I'm a walking pharmacy and everything is organized.
Pharmacy.
So when I finish that up, I'm going to hop back out of the dumpster with my like old plastic bag full of whatever scraps I found. And I don't know, how full is this milk jug that I've got?
I'd say probably it's probably a third, because it was just the bottom okay. of the barrel.
So I'm going to grab that and I'm going to walk into the back door of the bar.
So after like 5 minutes of Eric trying to fumble around, trying to reach under here, and you're not really getting it. He's hit.
I see why you are an absolute hit with all the ladies. Insert sarcasm.
I don't care.
But you don't manage to find it. But
I too like to fist fuck cash registers.
After about 5 minutes, Leon comes walking into the bar via the back door as well.
Hey, Leon.
Tatum.
And I do have, what is it? Where is it at?
Oh, the musk.
I do radiate a musk.
Yeah,
like a predator.
That smells like like you guys would be on edge because I have the musk and odor of a predator.
Did you use a different cologne today, Leon?
No, that's
it, just always owed, moldy cheese.
It's just I always have that musk. So I'm gonna walk in. I'm not paying attention to him. I'm gonna reach around the bar into the sink with the dirties, and I'm pulling out a glass and I'm gonna walk over and sit next to Tatum. Start vigorously shaking this milk jug, and I'm pouring it into the glass, topping it off. And
are you going to buy that milk jug dinner first?
I'm going to use my finger and scrape off whatever's floating on the top, and I'm just going to lean back and I'm looking so at Eric. Gross. It's for sipping.
just give him a fresh drink. Jeez.
Just let him be.
I feel like at this point, it's entertaining, so I'm going to let it happen.
With an extra gold star.
No, he gets frowny faces from now on. You'll get to insult the star.
I pull my coat open again, and you guys will see like 20 just filthy gold stars on the inside. I got my fill.
And whatever you're drinking has got a terrible taste. It's because it's so many mixed alcohols.
Yeah.
It didn't come out Long Island tasting well.
Yeah.
So it's got a really bitter taste to it.
Yeah. So whoever's looking at me, you'll see I reach down into my pocket, into the plastic bag, and I shove. And I pull out a chunk of a pretzel, like a soft pretzel, and I'm dipping it into the drink and stirring it, and I'm just leaning back.
Found dinner too, huh? That's good to see that you're keeping healthy.
There are no words for the atrocity of which I would just witnessed.
So, I don't think I'll ever eat a soft pretzel again.
I got a message. Says we, that might want to check out the new dam they're building.
Fuck, I was going to get a pizza.
I was going to look at the old dam. Damn.
But, yeah. We've got...
Wait, where were you going to get pizza?
From a pizza place. Pizza Shack, probably.
Were you going to invite me?
Probably not.
Then you don't get your gold star. I'm going to take the gold star out of the straw. Being bitchy now.
Since neither of us have a gold store, why don't we go grab a pizza?
What the fuck?
Well, I think we gotta go check this new dam out. Then we'll go get a pizza from Pizza Shack.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to go to Pizza Shack afterwards, so, it's okay. And I was gonna say Pizza.
What time are you closing this thing down?
I will literally kick everyone out when I don't want to work anymore. So if you're giving me an excuse,
I'm gonna look at the clock and what time is it?
It's probably close to like 9 p.m.
I'm going to, how many people are in here?
14 people.
I'm going to stand up and like yell like, hey, this place is closed. Everybody get the fuck out of here.
When he does that, I'm gonna say, sorry for my geriatric father. What he's trying to say is that there's a gas leak. We need everyone to leave.
So, Mark.
Yes.
I need you to roll me. I assume you want to use strength for this. A strength plus intimidation.
So, I'm going to lean over to... I'm assuming you two are sitting together, Rika and... Okay. So, I'm going to lean over to those two. I'm going to go,
Do you think he did roids at the age of 2?
I think we should get, like, a meat lover's pizza tonight.
I got...
Oh, shit, I'm invited?
One success.
One success.
Some, some cheddar cheese.
Can I use my persuasion? Since I said openly that there's a gas leak.
You know what? After he says that, I'm going to open my milk jug. And there's 14 people. They're just sporadically around. Okay, I'm walking to the tables, and whatever they have left to drink is going in the jug.
I think you guys really do need to leave.
And I'm just, everybody's drinks are going in the milk jug.
Because it looks like your drink's empty and he's done serving.
So when he did yell this out. A couple of people did leave, but overall, because you only got one success, they were like, eh, who is he? Even though you probably yelled this before.
Yeah. I imagine so. So the regulars are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's probably the college kids are like, I ain't fucking with that guy.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to yell it out to you. Get the fuck out!
That is 2 successes.
That's 7 successes?
So with yours, Aaron, a couple people do look a little concerned. So you still got about 10 people. But upon Ariel's massive amount of successes, the rest of the people are scared more. The one that's a little smaller than you. I forgot his name already. Why do I forget Mark's name? Eric. So the people, even though she's a little smaller than you, Eric, they seem more intimidated by her. She channeled her inner someone.
I'm gonna lean right into Rika and go,
it's clear she has the bigger dick.
I'm going to sit back down and, like, drink my...
So everybody left?
Yeah.
All right.
And if you've taken their drinks, you probably got, like, either close to a full or 3/4.
Okay, I'm capping that off, and I'm reaching further into... Not the inner pockets, but one of the larger outer pockets. I'm pulling out a leather pouch, and I'm going to all the tables and all the ashtrays. I'm taking the cigarettes, and I'm... Like rolling it, so like all the tobacco from the half-smoked cigarettes and everything are going into this leather, just a greasy-looking old leather pouch, and it's full of like tobacco from half-smoked cigarettes I find in ashtrays and everything, and I'm pulling it tight, putting it in my pocket.
He's a real like survivalist. He uses everything.
So now that everybody's cleared out, I'm lighting a cigarette.
I said there's a gas leak.
Shut the fuck up.
Drinking my drink. You know how I've been waiting all week to scream that at Karen's? At my job. I've been petting it up. Felt good to let it out.
Huh. So this is what pure unadulterated rage is.
Yeah.
You tried dealing with Karen's 8 hours.
I work at a bar. Everyone's a Karen.
No. You get some cool drugs. I get no cool
drugs. I want milk in my Kahula. I want this. I want Jack.
I just don't like the work is the reality of it. So everybody's a Karen.
And yet he puts gold stars on all the girls' drinks.
Tatum, where are you guys going for pizza?
Pizza Shack, you want to go?
How far is it?
I know this area.
There's
really
probably
well.
A Pizza Shack probably within 5 minutes.
I'll meet you guys there. And I'm going out, and as I getting ready to go, I'm looking right at Lucas, and I'm fidgeting up like the deadbolt in the other lock. I'm looking at him going, don't forget to lock your doors, Lucas. And then I'm going out, and I'm leaving the door just wide open.
So normally I'd be creeped out. But actually, I'm pretty excited.
You hear me down the alley, Lucas. Don't forget all the locks in the building.
Now I'm pretty excited because this means one of two things. Either I'm getting laid or, comma, I don't have to work tomorrow because the bar's going to be broke. So both are exciting.
Getting...
I don't know. What?
Getting laid by who? Like,
I don't care.
Right. So,
I'll fuck a tree.
I'm like flicking my cigarette on the ground like...
Yeah, don't you have like an affinity with locks? Don't you hate locks?
Yeah. I just don't like them.
You don't like them.
So I don't use them.
So we're a pack. I've known you for maybe a couple of years, so that's why I keep fucking with your locks when I leave, because I know you hate them.
I hate them. They never work right.
All right, so it does sound like a great plan.
What the fucking?
No, pizza and then check the dam out.
Oh, okay. So her idea is great, but mine, too much.
It involves pizza from Pizza Shack. Come on, you can't beat their pizza.
I'll meet you guys down there. I'm walking out the door, not closing it.
Yeah, I'm going to like follow soon.
Grabbing,
I'll just ride with you.
Grabbing a random bottle of liquor as I walk through, like past the bar, just like, shee.
I feel like I don't have a car, but I have like a moped.
Oh, great.
You're hardcore.
No, you've got like a matte black Vespa that's just covered in band stickers.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Got it.
This is awesome.
Good. Now there's room for me.
So okay. That's the case. I see her wearing short or band shirts often.
Oh my God.
How tall are you?
Over 6 foot. Cause I'm like, I put mine as like Nordic. So I'm like,
yeah.
Tall.
So, Eric is like 7.5.
7'2".
Tatum is like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
Lucas, how tall is Lucas?
6'1".
6'1". And Rika.
She should be like 4'9".
No, I put 5'7".
I say, yeah, because
I
like.
I put average.
Yeah, say I am 5'3".
Peace.
Yeah. Say I'm 5'3". So.
Anyway.
Rides a custom, like extra long chopper to, accommodate for his gigantic frame.
Like, my girl is just broke as fuck. She lives in a shitty ass studio apartment, and like she has no money.
You probably live on this side of town.
Probably.
I have Heelys.
He just grabs onto the,
God damn it!
Grabs onto a random taxi and just takes a ride on his Heelys.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Why don't we have everyone describe their characters now that we've kind of been a little bit introduced?
So, okay. This is... Leon Durand is like 5'3", 5'4", middle-aged, and he's just haggard. And like I said, like... oversized green army coat that he found. He's just, it's me. It's me that if I were homeless. Just letting you guys know.
Eric is, again, he's 7'2", weighs 406 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
He's a monster of a person. He does have like long blonde hair. With blue eyes, think, you know, Icelandic. He's looks as Icelandic as you can possibly get.
Oh, is it my turn?
So wait a minute, Eric is techno Viking.
Yeah. Oh. Doesn't listen to it, doesn't know what it is, but
yeah. So Lucas is he's 6'1". He has white hair, like a silvery white hair, with orange highlights. And he's very anime. Like he likes to he's a weeboo.
That is a shocker for Aaron's character.
He's a weeboo. He has like grayish blue eyes. And never serious about anything. Ever.
I don't know what a weeboo is.
I don't know either. I refuse to acknowledge it.
Then I don't want to know.
No, he's just like, it's kind of like that, like K-pop punk is kind of how he dresses.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he can't decide if he wants to be punk or dress nice. Like it's one of those.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. So Tatum is like 6'3-ish, 6'2", 6'3". Long red hair that she like has some braids in part of it, but it's mostly down. Grungy. That's grungy punk attire. Hates her job too much. But she doesn't have a high school diploma or her GED, so she has to work there.
Leon doesn't work anywhere.
I did forget to mention, Eric's skin is unusually oily. Like, you look at him and you can tell that he's just a greasy, nasty, oily dude.
Oh, you better believe I'm going to use that when we get to the pizza parlor.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's gross. Okay, Rika is about 5'7". She's got long copper hair. She's average build. She usually has a white V-neck t-shirt on with her zoo vest. It's got lots of pockets for all the things she needs, and she usually has a backpack on.
I like how you looked at me. Am I supposed to go next? Or
yeah. Daniel, what do you look like?
Yeah, Daniel, describe yourself.
Like, well, I look like a city. I mean, I'm full of people.
Whoa! You're a big ass bitch.
You need to go on a diet.
I mean, there's like a million people. Pounds?
A million pounds?
Anyway.
So we're at the mansion.
No, that was a lot.
So
last
we're at the pizza shack.
We're at the pizza shack.
The mansion to our friends.
Yeah. I am riding my skateboard to the pizza shack. So if you guys get there before me, you'll hear the click, clack, click, clack, click, clack of the skateboard going over the sidewalk. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, click, clack.
So one's on Heelys, one's riding a skateboard.
We're on a Vespa.
Oh, you guys share the Vespa?
I was just giving her a ride.
Yeah, we just rode together.
So I take it you ride Uber everywhere, though.
Yeah, I figure you're public.
I have a car.
Oh, you have a car. Okay.
I have a job that I gotta go back to.
She probably makes the most money, but none of you make enough to really have resources as a dot. Well, but you make enough to survive. Well, make enough.
Federally speaking, she makes more money.
I just have like an old beat up pickup truck that I
legally speaking.
Drive around.
Legally speaking, she makes more money than us.
I don't make jack shit.
See Travis investing it in his home. That's why his bridge costs so much.
Yes, that's right.
You go to his place and he's freaking got banners and everything all across there. That's where he puts all his money.
Looks like a throne room.
Yeah. He doesn't buy food or anything. He buys extravagant banners and custom made.
The overpass you go to.
And my gold star purchases were stupid.
There's Roman, like marble Roman pillars.
I just want it to be known if we ever went to his house, I hid gold stars everywhere.
His house.
I'd sleep underneath an overpass.
Yeah.
No, his house.
I don't have a house.
Okay. Eric's house.
No, I don't have a house.
I feel like on his like little tailpipe thing, like there's a gold star.
Yeah.
I use the gold stars to annoy people.
You don't touch the bike.
Just like you don't touch Ariel's car.
Octane.
Don't touch the tram.
No, you're not touching my car.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't touch the bike.
Oh my god. Anyway.
Anyway.
I need a large extra cheese, extra garlic, meat lovers, pizza.
Two. Make it two.
Hold the oil on the second one because he's good.
You make one more of those jokes. I'll break your fingers.
Promise, Big Daddy?
Actually, make that like double meat on both of them, this meat lovers.
Are you eating it here?
Yeah.
Well, it needs to be.
No, I'm going to take it to outer space.
Don't listen.
I'm going to meet my cousin.
How much
Maculon
is it?
Maculon 3.
Be $30. Because Ariel doesn't like the weird numbers.
So I'm going to, like, get in my really gross, old-looking little, like, wallet thing.
I'll hand you $12.
I'm going to go into the back. And like the guys working on the back, I'm making their regular delivery from one of my inner pockets. And I'm counting out tablets and I'm, you know, counting out baggies with pills. And I'm going to tell one guy, barter, let's get a trade today because I want a supreme pizza.
What size?
I'm looking down at the pills. You tell me.
So you're wanting the monster?
Yeah.
It's Pizza Shack. They gotta have something special. So the monster's like a 30-inch pizza.
It's a monster pizza.
Why does anybody need that pizza?
And unless the person specifies otherwise, it contains all the toppings that they have.
All
you know,
the toppings.
Yeah, like the different toppings, not all the toppings.
just their entire stock.
It's got other pizzas on top of it.
Their entire stock of toppings.
All right, so yeah, that's the trade. When it gets done, they don't know. I don't know if they, I don't think they would know I'm there yet, but when it's done, I'm carrying this and I'm going to kick the door from the kitchen into the dining area and I'm going to sit across from them with this pizza.
He does have like a 30-inch pizza.
It's as big as the table.
Now that's a fucking pizza.
Which you guys know you can get it. You can get a pizza in a 30-inch, but mostly it's not cost-effective unless you get the monster because of all the toppings.
That's not a pizza. That's a fucking flying saucer.
That looks fucking delicious.
And I'm, like, I'm at a table or two away from them with just this and my milk jug. And I unscrew the milk jug and I put a straw on the top of it. And I'm fucking eyeballing all four of them while I'm eating. Because I'm leaning over to drink from the milk jug while I'm taking slices of pizza and I'm curling them and I'm just like 2-3 bites and the slice is gone. Oh, so but I'm eyeballing them.
You're doing a Simpson on the pizza. Huh?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
And this pizza is greasy. It's a greasy type pizza, but it's still pretty good.
So I'm going to lean over to Eric.
Are you related? What did I just say?
I don't know. I didn't listen. I tried real hard this time. I really did.
This is fucking good.
After I finish the slice, I take my hands and I rub them through my hair to grease my hair.
Well,
back.
Then.
There might be a little bit of toppings in there. But
yeah, that's fine.
And this is why he doesn't have lice.
Shut up and eat some pizza. It's fucking good.
Yeah. So after we eat, I imagine we'll go to the... We'll take a ride to...
Are you going to take me out to pasture? Is this it? Am I going home?
Yes. We're finally going to put the bullet in the head that you need.
Euthanasia.
Can I shove a piece of pizza in his mouth?
Yes. Oh, wow. His mouth is open quite often, so at one of those intervals, you can...
It's not even a roll to shove a pizza in his mouth.
Because I'm not like trying to hurt him. I'm just like...
I'm going
to
take a bite. Take the pizza out, chew it for a bit, and then grab my throat and go, oh, garlic!
You're not a fucking leech. Shut up.
Oh, well, I thought it was funny.
And no one at the table
no
was one left.
No.
I'm eating as much as I possibly can.
You're gorging yourself.
Yes, and then I'm going to close the box and pull out like my big, blunt, black Sharpie marker I used to make signs with, and I'm writing on top, have a safe night, L. And then I'm going to walk outside and I'm going to set it next to the dumpster. And it's for like the other homeless that I run with for them.
Okay. He's nice. I'm like,
I'm nice.
Well, Leon, do you need a ride?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I can't. I'm not riding this all the way across fucking town and getting there by tomorrow.
You still have your skateboard?
Yeah.
I think part of it's downhill if you want to try.
No.
All right. I'll meet you guys over there.
So now it leaves Heelys and the Vespa.
You can grab onto the back.
Until the Heelys grind off. Yeah. And then your feet are gone.
What I'll probably do is just take her back to the bar.
Oh, we'll for
just
her
pick
truck?
Him up in the
okay,
truck.
I was going to say, you're 6-something, he's 6-something, she's 5'7". The three of you on that will destroy that vest.
If it's not already working on it.
Yeah.
I'm the king of the world!
Because, I mean, he's on a really good motorcycle, but still, he's 400 pounds. You're not that much. But
I like how everybody assumes I don't have a car because I decided to go on my Heelys. Maybe I just like the wind on my...
Through your luscious locks.
Yeah, hair. My feet.
Through his orange highlighted hair.
The girl at the salon said it was hot.
You spoke to the wrong one.
Of course I did.
Was she
laughing.
Blind?
She was laughing the entire time she was doing his highlights. So does Lucas have a vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
What is this vehicle that Lucas has?
A gremlin.
Of course. In my mind, I was like, he's going to say a Chevelle or a Chevette. Awesome.
But you know it's probably like the jalopy version. Where
it's definitely the jalopy version. It's definitely, you know, whatever gets the most laughs. Because that's what I base my life off of.
I mean, Gremlin's
spent,
a laugh even
spent all of his money on buying a replica Akira motorcycle.
That doesn't run.
It's got a 20cc.
It's like a fiberglass frame built around your 10 speed.
Ding, ding. I'm such a badass.
Oh, I sing the theme song the whole time.
So are all three of you riding separately?
Yeah. I forgot to say in my description, like, I'm full tatted too.
Well, you can still say that now.
She's tatted.
It's a good segue from where we were at.
Thanks.
She's chatted.
What are you talking about?
Chatted. Bruh. I hope whoever edits this knows what they're doing.
We'll see.
She's tatted.
Emotional damage.
I figured she'd have like two full sleeves.
I only have one tattoo. It's on my bus. It's on my dick. It's a bus. It's on my bus. It's a dick.
Is it the short bus?
Bus.
It's the magic school bus. Miss Frizzle's sticking her head out. All right.
I always have a red head on my penis.
Burn on Ariel. You're the red head of the group. All right.
Aaron's got no dick.
There. Just all the fans know. Celestial. All right. So it takes you all about an hour because you leave town and head out towards one of the rural roads because the dam is off a ways. And you guys end up getting to a chain link fence, and it's about 9 feet tall. It does have some barbed wire around the top, and it does say no trespassing. But you can tell up in the distance it goes uphill. You can see construction vehicles and everything up in the distance. So it's basically they've just fenced off the work area. They didn't want just random people getting into and messing with the construction vehicles or anything that they're doing up there.
So we park outside the fence area?
I mean, that's up to you guys. It's got like a fenced, it's got a like a chain link type gate. It's a heavier gate like they would use for cattle that swings open, but
is there a lock on it?
Yeah, it's locked, like a couple padlocks.
I'm going to take my hatchet out and using the back of it, not the blade, but the back blunt end, I'm going to smash the locks off.
Help me. So yeah, as you're getting that out, you see I'm shuffling around and I pull out a huge key ring that's just, you can't quite make out how many keys are actually on it.
Tons.
It's ridiculous. And I'm shifting through them and I'm gonna try a key.
I'm gonna lean in while they're doing all this to Tatum and look at her and go, so, it's a good thing I can't read because that sign looks like it says no trespassing.
Yeah, it's a good thing you can't read because it doesn't say no trespassing.
So, free puppies?
I would say difficulty is 6.
Difficulty is 6?
Yes. So you find a key that you believe is correct.
Yeah.
Are you going to try it?
Yes.
Yeah, and the lock unlocks effortlessly.
So
God
I'm bending
damn it,
I'm
homeless man.
And I'm looking up at you like, boss, just save the use of that for something meatier.
No. Hit that fucking lock. Fuck that lock.
I take it, and I, I'm going to take that lock, and you guys, I don't clasp it yet, but I put that lock I just unlocked is in my pocket.
And there's another padlock. They've got two padlocks on this. It's just, but it's chained, basically.
Okay, so I have to do that. I need to try that again?
Yes, if you want to try and use.
I'll try and use that again. I got nothing, because I got a 9, a 6, and 2 1s.
You cannot seem to find a key that works for it. You're like, none of these look right, because the other one looked like a smaller key.
Yeah.
Like would be for a padlock, but you cannot seem to find a key that will fit.
Okay.
It seems like there's not one of those sized on your keychain, even though you just had one.
Yeah. Sound effects. So yeah, Eric, you're gonna see me doing this, and I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting angry at the lock, and I'm just like, it's supposed to work. It's just fucking these goddamn keys, and there's too many fucking keys right here.
Yeah, send that lock to lock Jesus.
I'm gonna pull the hatchet out and smack it with the butt of it again.
Yeah, fuck that lock.
All right, why don't you roll me
strength melee?
Yes, we'll go with that.
Alrighty.
And difficulty be a 6.
Was 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 successes.
Yeah, I think the lock just, I think you actually broke the clasp of it as it, as you hit it. It just actually fell in two, so the lock is not usable now.
I'm just going to grab the train and take it off and wrap it around the spokes of the bike and take the chain with me.
All right. So now you just got this gate that's in your way, but it's only, it is higher, but it, you can tell it doesn't look like it's connected. Well, it's closed, but it's not connected by a lock or anything.
Push it open.
Yeah, let's see. That's what we're going to do.
Yep, push it open and walk on through.
All right, so it does go up a ways towards this construction equipment. You can also see what looks like a smaller trailer up there, like almost like a lived-in trailer, but it's more like probably a contractor's trailer up towards the thing. So as you guys crest up the hill, you can see there is a lot of rebar and concrete. Like they've got the dividers that they use for doing the median of traffic. And then they've also got, so you've got like a backhoe up here. There's a couple bulldozers. You can also see like a regular truck up here. And then you can see a couple other vehicles. All of them have like a logo on the side of them along with the trailer, which trailer doesn't have any lights onto it. You see a couple generators hanging around the area. Just various construction equipment. Most of it's a lot of material and the construction vehicles.
What's the logo?
Are you going to go examine the logo?
Yeah.
All right. As you go to examine the logo, that is where we're going to end.
God damn it. I just want to look at a logo.
Too bad. That'll be next episode.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening. Tune in next time. This is Daniel, your storyteller. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. If you did, leave a review and share with a friend. You can chat with us on our Discord. Links in the show notes. And remember, always watch the darkness.